Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N, Cottrell, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L, 4-14-76, chief complaint, follow-up of leg pain, left side. Next one was arm pain. Next one was low back pain. Next one was history of anxiety. Next one was history of depression. Next one was needs blood work. Next one has had palpitation lately. Next one was strong family history of stroke. Our patient is a 46-year-old gentleman, married, conductor, been at the railroad for 20-something years. He's waiting for another 10 years to retire, period. In the paragraph, he's on Lexapro and Wellbutrin because of depression. He's definitely not suicidal and is doing quite well with his medication, period. In the paragraph, he saw us recently because of low back pain. MRI of the low back shows multiple medical issues and problems. He saw the specialist, was told he can take steroids, but by that time, he's already gotten better. He's not receiving any physical therapy at home. But the physician, but the specialist told him what the treatment to do if the pain returns. He's currently not taking any steroids. Allergy, none. Oh, Vicodin. Medication, Lexapro, 10 milligram, Wellbutrin, doesn't know the dose. Medical problems, anxiety, depression, not suicidal. Surgery, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, has 4 children. Immunization, no COVID immunization. Only other medication he takes is a testosterone pellet per... He is a urologist who sees him on a regular basis and treats him for hypogonadism. 192 pounds, no significant change, 96%, 98.3, 1671, 145 over 90. Patient's normal blood pressure is much better. He does appear to be slightly pained, but at home blood pressure is always around 70. Heart pauses, home pauses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to each skin shows the rash on your coast with hemorrhagical and focal. Assessment, low back pain improved. Number 2, never took the steroids. Number 3, leg pain, most likely related to patient's low back. Rule out intermittent claudication. Next number, for this reason, Doppler study of the lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT or PBD. Next number, also has having some arm pain. Because of this, we looked at his upper extremity. There was no sign of DVT or PVD. Family history of stroke with history of vertigo caused me to order an ultrasound of his carotid, which was normal. Next number is because of palpitation. An echocardiogram was done, which was normal. Next number, because of prostate enlargement, BPH symptoms, and the fact that he's on testosterone, we looked at his prostate, which was within normal limits. Next number is his thyroid is normal. Next number is there is evidence of lymphadenopathy. Next number, because of palpitation, again, echocardiogram was done, showed no valvular abnormality. Next number, patient will be returned in 3 months for follow-up. Next number, blood work has been ordered. Thank you.